a dollar for the first, a dollar for the biggest, and a dollar for the most. I'm not sure who coined that phrase, but if you're an angler, I'm sure you've heard of it. Shooters compete too, and if you think fishing technology has come a long way, just wait until you enter the world of the shooting sports. Anglers and hunters are a passionate bunch. Emotion pours from our words whenever we talk about issues that affect our great outdoors. I'd say it's a good thing that many of our government officials fish and hunt, just like us.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Corey Banford from Fishing League Worldwide is here to give us all the details on this upcoming Big League event in Buckhorn, Ontario. Benchrest Shooting is a worldwide competition, and Vera Carter from Team Canada has all the details on this great sport and how we can all take part in it. Blaine Calkins, MP, Red Deer, Lacombe, talks about a voice for anglers and hunters in our government, plus the Ozuri Outdoor Quiz, MNRF News, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
Competitive bass fishing tournaments have been part of the Ontario landscape for over 35 years now, and many pros have traveled south of the border to compete in the big leagues, including yours truly. Next week, the little town of Buckhorn, Ontario is hosting the first ever big league fishing event in Canada that will pave the way for one angler to have a chance at $500,000 in American cash. Corey Banford from Fishing League Worldwide is here to give us all the details. How are you doing, Corey?
I'm just super. How are you?
Great, great, great. So, FLW, what does that stand for?
That stands for Fishing League Worldwide. It originally stood for Forestdale Woods, but it's Fishing League Worldwide now.
Okay, and Forestdale Wood was the inventor of Ranger boats, was probably the inventor of the bass boat, for that matter.
I would assume he would have been.
Okay, so this is a fishing competition, a bass fishing competition worldwide. So what countries were they in before they came to Canada?
It was based out of the United States. They're from Benton, Kentucky. And this year, they've decided to do an international division. Last year, we did run one event for FLW Canada. And this year, we have three more in the championship. And they've also got countries in Mexico, China, and Korea.
Wow. So do they just put their bass boats on, like strap them to the top of the plane and come over? I'm just kidding. Anyway, so a pretty big thing, pretty big series. I know last year I interviewed a guy named Brad Knight, and he won the FLW championship. I believe he won 500,000 American.
That would be correct.
Yeah. So in Canadian dollars, that's just like, I don't even think numbers go that high. So that was pretty good.
A billion or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the new phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we've got this series now in Canada, which is really, really interesting because we've always had tournaments in Canada, but they've always been kind of, you know, your hometown thing, which is great. I mean, you know, your hometown walleye tournament, your hometown bass tournament, but this is an actual worldwide series that we've never had before. So it's kind of like bringing the big leagues here. Where is the first event of the year?
The first event of the year is on the Tri-Lakes at a little town called Buckhorn.
Out of Buckhorn. So that would be Pigeon Lake, Buckhorn, and Chemung.
Yep.
Okay, and the town is obviously hosting this event. So let's first talk about opportunities for people out there who would like to enter. What are we talking about in terms of, like, the competition itself? How long does it last?
It runs for 2 days. It's a two-day tournament. It's on Saturday and Sunday, and it's June 25th and 26th this year, and the Friday there's a pre-registration meeting and stuff like that, and at the pre-registration meeting is also when Buckhorn opens up their expo for the event.
Oh, neat. So Buckhorn's actually going to have an expo at the same time. So a big deal here. Now, so it's 2 days. I'm assuming, I know it's live release already, a live release tournament. What are we looking at in first place money? Let's say currently right now, and obviously I know it can go as high as 20,000, but what could they expect to win if they win this tournament?
As of now, with the amount of boats we have, we're sitting at about $13,000 for first and growing. And if we sell out the 100 boats, it'll be $20,000.
Okay, so $13,000 first place, and all you have to do is catch 5 bass each day, and they have to weigh more than everybody else, and you get $13,000. Corey hands you a check, and it's just that simple, isn't it?
It is just that simple. And the nice thing about it, with why FLW Canada's here, is even if you finish in the top 10, you get to go to the Canadian Championships of that event. So you still just could have an average day and still make that final, which is free, and at that finals where you go to fish in the States, and that's the whole point of this. There's never been an opportunity so easy to go have a chance to fish your dream, to, you know, fish for a living and stuff like that. It's always been such a long road to get to the States, and this is actually a very, very easy road.
We'll be right back with more bass fishing after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Do competitive fishing tournament live release boats require licensing in Ontario? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted.
Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Do competitive fishing tournament live release boats require licensing in Ontario? All live release boats must be licensed. It is illegal to transport live fish without a permit. Call the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry for more details.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with FLW tournament organizer Corey Banford.
If you make the top 10 at Buckhorn, and you do get two other chances, by the way, which we'll discuss, but if you make the top 10, you go to this final. So really, you string four good days together. You could be on your way to the States, and you could be on your way to the same place where Brad Knight was last year with 500,000 American in his pocket. So, and I may remind the listeners that in the United States, we have a treaty. They do not charge us tax on our winnings. So 500,000 non-taxable dollars in the United States. So that's all about this tournament. Now there's obviously a couple more.
Yep. Yeah. We've got the next one after that would be Rice Lake out of Bewdley. And then the final event of the year is Lake St. Francis out of Cornwall.
Okay. And Lake St. Francis is quite simply Lake Ontario.
Yeah, it's it's quite a bit down on the St. Lawrence River.
There's a
few set blocks and stuff like that in between. You can't get to Lake Ontario from Lake St. Francis.
Okay.
But it's the same kind of fishing. I'm going to say it's an 80% smallmouth fishery. There are very, very good largemouth there. It used to be dominated by largemouth, like 5-6 pound largemouth were definitely not uncommon, but because of, you know, how everything's changed with the Gobi, Lake St. Francis is now major, major smallmouth. The Canadian record was held there probably 5 or 6 years ago with over a 30-pound bag there on all smallmouth.
For five fish?
For five fish,
so
yeah.
So 5-6 pound smallmouth.
Yeah.
So obviously these are world-class bodies of water and a great opportunity for people to test their skills. So what about spectators? Now, obviously Buckhorn's opening their expo for this event. This is going to be a big thing. If somebody just wants to go, maybe they don't want to compete, but they just want to go and have a look at what's going on, what can they expect to see?
Yeah, that's the nice thing what Buckhorn's done. They've really built this up to be, you know, the fishing event is obviously, you know, the highlight of the weekend, but they've also, up at the BCC, which is the Buckhorn Community Center, they've got this expo going on Friday night and all day Saturday, and they've got all kinds of vendors, food vendors and tackle vendors, and I'm sure all kinds of other different things, so families and, you know, kids and friends, and you don't have to be into tournament fishing to enjoy the weekend. There's going to be a kids' derby as well. So they've really gone above, and to me, that's exactly what our sport needs to, you know, not everybody's into this competitive thing, but the more that we can, you know, make people aware that this is not just a tournament, it's more of a weekend deal, the more spectators we'll get. So hopefully we'll have some really good crowds.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good thing. Now, what time can our listeners go and watch the weigh-ins each day? So this is June 25th and 26th, Saturday and Sunday. What time are the actual times when the pros come in to weigh in their fish?
Yeah, it's from Scotsman's Point in Buckhorn is where the location of the weigh-ins. And Saturday, the weigh-in starts at 4 o'clock and should run until about 5:30. And then Sunday, it's an hour earlier. They start coming in at 3 o'clock, and it'll go to about 4:30 kind of thing.
Ah, excellent. So, and just to let everybody know, too, that I am competing in this series with a guy named Grant Mills. So if you do come out and watch, for sure, stop by and say hi. If you want to know anything about tournament fishing, Corey will be there. I'll be there, along with another 100, 200 people are competing in the event that can certainly give you some more information, and you'll get to see some really big fish being weighed in. So for more information, Corey, where can people go to find more information on FLW Canada?
Yeah, FLWCanada.com is our website, and we do a lot of updating on our Facebook page. It's just FLW Canada. I usually try to put a post there every day, keeping things updated on how things are going with Buckhorn and the expo and where the teams are at. And I made a post the other day that said, you know, we're at least 13,000 for first place, and there's 3 weeks to go before the cutoff for that event. So hopefully that number will grow rapidly in the next few weeks.
I'm just stoked to try and make top 10 because it's been a long time since I fished a classic.
that should be another fun event. So yeah, I'm sure you'll do well, and we'll see you on Big Rito.
Yeah, we'll have lots of fun, and we'll give it the best shot we can. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Corey. I'm going to cut you loose now because I know you have lots of things to do to get prepared for this event.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Plan to attend the Kawartha Outdoor Adventure Weekend and FLW Canada Bass Tournament on June 24th to June 26th. There's something here for the whole family. Hook on to all the happenings at Scotsman's Point Resort from 12 till 6 p.m. Free Kids Fishing Derby, ages 12 and under, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. Meet Reno Viola, pro angler and radio celebrity. Watch the anglers weigh in at the Fishing League Worldwide Canada Bass Tournament at 4 p.m. There's food, entertainment, kids zone, vendors, and more. No need to drive. You can take the shuttle bus cruising Saturday between Buckhorn Community Center and Scotsman's Point Resort. Sunday, June 26th at 3 p.m. wraps up the weekend with the top 10 FLW qualifying fishing teams announced at Scotsman's Point Resort. Don't miss a photo with Sass the Buckhorn Bass. For all weekend details, visit buckhorn.ca and buckhorncommunitycenter.com or check out Kawartha Outdoor Adventure Weekend on Facebook. For a list of activities, pick up your passport at the Buckhorn Welcome Center. the Buckhorn Community Center, or Scotchman's Point Resort. Fill it out and enter for a chance to win the grand prize. We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, 6 ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, competitive shooting sports have been around as long as there's been firearms. There are so many variables that affect marksmanship that are based on science and consistent practices.
Joining us now is Vera Carter, master bench rest shooter. Vera, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thank you, Randy. It's great. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we like having you on here, and very, very interesting. And you know, the OFAH supports the shooting sports, and one of them being bench rest shooting, and specifically yourself. You're a great ambassador to the sport. But for those listeners out there who want to know what is bench rest shooting?
Yeah, bench rest shooting is a great sport. It's just like it sounds, as we shoot from concrete benches. And this morning, interestingly enough, I was had an email from a couple of shooters, experienced guys, who want to come to a bench rest match, and they were asking me the same question. You know, what is bench rest? Can we bring our factory guns to a bench rest shoot? You know, how much ammo should we bring? So it's of interest to folks to find out just what is this animal called bench rest shooting. But we shoot targets out to it's short range precision rifle shooting. So we shoot out to 100, 200 yards mostly. Some of the ranges can accommodate 300.
Okay.
But the idea is to shoot 5 shots in as small a hole as possible.
Wow. And, I mean, 200 or 300 yards, you say it so nonchalantly, that's 2 or 3 football fields.
That's right, yes. So we've got some fairly high-end, optics so that you can see the targets out to that distance. I know the long-range guys, they work with spotting scopes, so they can see where their bullets are landing in the targets. But we can actually, our optics on the rifles are high enough that you can see the bullet holes out to 200 and 300 yards on the target. So you can literally watch a fly walking across the target at 200 yards and put a shot between his wings if you
want.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And you know, me being an amateur carpenter building sheds in my backyard, I know if I'm out by an eighth of an inch on one end, the everything's messed up really bad. So I'm sure that over 300 yards with a tiny little bullet, it certainly has to be precision.
Yeah, and with the shooters today, you really have to be able to hit a dime at 200 yards all day long to be in the top of the competition. So it's getting that rigorous now to be shooting out at, the guys have got this precision shooting to a fine art. I always like to call it, precision shooting on steroids.
Yeah. Well, a dime at that distance, it's incredible. And I did notice, I went and looked at your blog, and the actual firearms that you use, I'm familiar with a bull barrel or a target barrel, but these, they're again, like you say, on steroids. These are, I've never seen heavy barrels like this. Can you describe the actual firearms that you're using?
Yeah, we've got, the guns weigh between 10.5 to 13.5 pounds, so that's your heavy class and light class, obviously. So we've got the actions that we've got. We're looking at a 6mm caliber, the popular class that we shoot in. That's about a 243 diameter bullet. And the barrels, they are very thick and heavy, and that is where the accuracy comes from and the precision. It's one of the gunsmiths said that it's everything is what you screw on the end of the back action. That's where the precision comes in.
Right.
Is in the barrel. So what we work with the bench rest, when we really want to get the group to a very small size, we go to the depth to watch even the humidity and the temperature climbing, and then we change the powder load so that we can tune the bullet coming out of that barrel with the harmonics of the barrel. So there's some black magic and voodoo in all of that.
But crazy.
Yeah, it really is true. When you get looking at it, you can think, oh, that's just nonsense. But when you do go to the range and you start to increase the loads of your bullet, if you're starting to push the pressure a little too much, you can actually see those bullets start to shotgun pattern and spit into the wind and do all kinds of crazy stuff because the barrel is flicking them at different harmonics. When everything is really good, you can shoot, this year I shot a 0.067 thou group 5 shots at 100.
Wow.
And George, yeah, just at the super shoot, this year, George, my husband George Carter shot a 0.125 inch group. So that's an eighth of an inch, center to center at 200 yards.
Wow, that's incredible. So how did all this get started? Did somebody just walk out their farm one day, 100 years ago and say, oh, we're going to do this? Because it obviously must have some history to it.
Yeah, and I think the name of the sport bears on the history because we shoot in the varmint class. So I think over 100 years ago, the hunters that were trying to eradicate the gophers and the groundhogs from their property, or shooting, you know, the coyotes not that were stealing their chickens. And that was essentially, you had to be a very good shot at 100 yards to be able to, you know, protect your livestock and your farming land. And obviously what happened 100 years ago is these guys started to get together on the weekend and shoot. And, of course, all of the prone and the sitting and the standing, and that evolved into the bench rest. So the guys started realizing that if they could actually shoot from a steady rest, that they would get much more accuracy, and then they'd start to compete against each other to see who had the best gun, who could hold the best. Those were the old cruiser guns. Some of these guns weighed up to 60 pounds.
Wow.
And they had their own built-in kind of, the stock actually had a groove in it where you could, the stock could actually, when it recoiled, it would ride on a bit of a rail.
Okay.
Now that's evolved now into what we call our light and our heavy and our sporter class. And we rest our guns on sandbags. It was a little more practical. You know, put a 10-pound gun on a steady front rest and a rear sandbag, and then just try to hold it as steady as you can, let it return to battery consistently, and then watch the wind.
More from Vera Carter and all we need to know about competitive bench rest shooting after these messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Caster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back. You're listening to My Chat with Vera Carter, Team Canada bench rest shooter.
Where are these competitions held?
In Canada, there's a thriving bench rest community in Alberta. In Ontario, we shoot from the Elmira Range, so that's in St. Jacob's Country, Elmira, Guelph area.
Okay.
And also there's a small range at Listwell, which I'll be putting on my weblog also. There's another small score match coming up in mid-July. So there's, you know, we do have a couple of ranges in Canada. You can catch, and I guess, Randy, we'll give a shout out to the where they can find this at the end. But if they go on my blog, all the dates are there, and they can find out a little bit about the range. And if they have any questions, they can get into contact with me. If they need to find out how to get there, you know, for example, this morning I was getting questions about how much ammo should we bring, and are there, you know, can we shoot our factory guns? And the answer is, of course, we have trophies for you. Come on out, more the merrier.
Yeah, exactly, eh? So, and obviously you've got your regional stuff, but outside of regional competitions worldwide, is there some, you know, does this all lead you somewhere?
Oh, yes, that's right. There we go. That's our world bench rest team, and we have on the Canadian World Bench Rest team, we have some of the best shooters in the world.
Nice.
And we have a lot of fun. Last year's World Bench Rest competition, that was 2015, was in St. Louis, Missouri, and one of our teams came in fifth place out of 24 teams, 14 countries. We had some of our guys, I'll give a shout out to a couple of names. For example, Robert Seaman, he's from Alberta, and Robert finished 17th in the two gun this year at the Super Shoot, and getting a top 20 patch at the Super Shoot is on anybody's bucket list.
Yeah, so, I guess so, eh?
Robert's shooting very well. He also finished top 20 in the world in 2015. Some other guys, some names to watch for. Peter Smith is very hot both last year and this year. Bill Mitchell, Hugh Williamson from out west. We're watching Hugh do extremely well. Of course, my husband George, always, he's a force to be reckoned with when he wants to. So this year at the is an off season for us at the Worlds, and so next year Team Canada will be going to New Zealand to compete.
Oh, nice! What a nice place to go too.
Yeah, and they've got a nice range, and they're great folks. So it'll be a lovely shoot out there. Bit of a car ride, but it's
yeah, I'd say so. But it'll probably be worth the trip. Now, you never mentioned any of your milestones, but for the listeners,
this year at the Super Shoot, Vera finished sixth in a yardage at 100 yards out of 205 shooters, most of which are men. There are only a handful of women at these shoots, but I got top woman in the heavy class, lost out top woman in the two gun to a new shooter who's out of New Zealand. And Sue and I were swapping back and forth, and we had a heck of a good competition. But she edged me out at the end, and she deserved it. She was shooting 0.2 inch groups at 200 yards, and I had a couple of bad groups, and she whooped my butt fair and square. So that's part of the fun of competition. You know, with these groups or with these matches, if you won every time, you wouldn't go back, right? So that's the idea is, you can be at the top or the bottom of the page at any time, and you're in really good company because you'll be showing up with 100 of the best shooters in the globe,
that's
it is fiercely competitive. So it's a just a great time to be out and planking with the with a rifle.
Yeah, and you know what? It sounds like a great opportunity for somebody who's interested in the shooting sports to get involved at an entry level, you know, regionally. And if it's something that they enjoy, that the sky is really the limit, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the matches last year at Elmira, we had a couple, husband and wife, and they were out with their factory guns on bipods, and they had a hell of a good time. And, you know, the two of them were kind of competing against each other. Obviously, if I got a few more guys are showing some interest, we might actually have a, you know, a group of five or six folks out shooting the factory guns together. And they were a little concerned that, you know, would it bother you guys if we, you know, a couple guys were wandering around asking questions? And the answer is absolutely not. Come on out. We'd love to show you what we do and introduce you. And I said to them, I'll bring some spare rests for you just in case you don't have some equipment. We'll make sure you get set up. And if you're not sighted in, we'll make sure you're on paper and you'll have a great day.
That's awesome. So how can our listeners find out more information?
Sure. So this is my web blog right now, which is precisionshooting.ca. So precision shooting, one word, and it's a .ca, so it's a Canadian domain, you know, right for Canada. And on that blog, they'll be able to find out, you know, there aren't a lot of blog posts right now, so it won't be hard for you to find it. I am starting to
I found it
more often.
I found it. I just typed in Vera Carter bench rest. And
yeah, boom, that'll work too.
Your picture popped up.
Yeah, and you'll find I've got a YouTube channel because, of course, I'm posting videos to YouTube and then embedding them on my blog. So you'll find me in a variety of spots.
Okay.
But if you do go to the website, for sure, you'll see some information about upcoming shoots. The shooting, the videos and the blogs I'm putting on right now, I'm trying to reach a beginner and intermediate shooter who's interested in learning more about bench rest. So the more advanced guys out there, you might find some of the videos might be, you know, a bit elementary, but I hope you enjoy them. What I'm hoping for is that if folks are wanting to see different content, that they can let me know. The most popular video by far is the one of me shooting at the bench, so I'm getting a lot of views on that, I think. And like I say, if anybody has any ideas or what they'd like to see or interested in some aspect of the sport, I would love to do something custom for you. Some of the plans I've got are some book reviews that I'm going to be posting on the web, so folks know, you know, when you get out there reading, you really don't know if you want to learn about the sport, what's a good book to buy and what should I stay away from.
Right.
So I want to do some of that. And I am going to be leading up to a series of books on how to, you know, how to hand load, how to read the wind, things like that. So those are coming in the future. But for now, I just want to get out there and get some information so folks can get interested in the sport and see what it's about.
That's awesome. So precisionshooting.ca is the blog. It's Vera Carter. And make sure you have a look there and see all the great video footage and all the opportunities you have to improve your shooting. Vera, thank you so much for coming to Angler and Hunter Radio and giving us some information on this excellent sport.
Oh, thank you, Randy. And we really do appreciate OFAH for all of the support they've given to our bench rest team and the Canadian World Bench Rest team. And thanks, guys, for you know, for all your contributions to the shooting sports. It's super.
A voice for anglers and hunters in government when we return.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Do you ever feel like nobody in government cares about hunting and fishing? Many of us feel like our concerns fall on deaf ears. But that is simply not the case.
All right, joining us is Member of Parliament for Red Deer Lacombe, Blaine Calkins. How are you doing, Blaine?
I'm doing fine, Randy. Doing great.
So I wanted to get you on the show today to tell the listeners about the Federal PC Hunting and Angling Caucus. What is it? What's it at all about?
Well, myself and a number of other members of Parliament from the Conservative Party have gotten together and created a caucus that deals with issues pertaining to hunting and angling and trapping and sport shooting and firearms because we are people from that community. I mean, there's a number of us that are hunters. There's a number of us that are, anglers, fly fishermen, you name it. We're just as Canadian as everybody else, and some of us have ended up here in Parliament, and these are things, it's a way of life for most of us. It's It's what we do in our spare time. It's what we do when we don't have to be at work. We love the great outdoors. We love Canada and the best backyard in the entire world, and we're just happy to address a lot of these issues and take them on. The Conservative Hunting and Angling Caucus is more of a partisan approach. We do have an outdoor caucus which has a more collaborative approach, but sometimes in order to get things done, we have to have an adversarial process, and that's where we come in.
Right. Okay. So in Red Deer, Lacombe, I'm sure, do you like, obviously you must go fishing if you're in that area.
Absolutely. Well, I have a background in that. I grew up on a farm and developed a love for the outdoors, being outside all the time, and went through university and got a zoology degree in fisheries and aquatic sciences, worked for a number of years as a conservation officer, national park warden, fisheries technician, fisheries biologist on a number of experiments, worked as a fishing guide in the Arctic on Great Bear Lake when I was going through university, and of course been hunting and fishing most of my life. So these are just things that are, it's as simple as my name. You can say my name, you can say I like hunting and fishing. It's as easy as that. I love doing it.
Yeah, and so do we. So do we, especially all of our listeners, and I know that for a fact. So with that being said, and this is one thing that I hear in my travels all the time, and I'm sure you do too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who listens to me? I've got these concerns, and nobody listens to me. How do you tap into that? How do you get that information, those concerns, so that you can bring it to caucus?
Right. So we listen. We engage actively with the Canadian Wildlife Federation and all the umbrella organizations, whether it's the BC Wildlife Federation, Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and so on. You go right across the country. We have a number of MPs and senators from across the country, so we're covered on that. And because we're part of the community, we understand what the issues are. We know that when firearms legislation comes forward, we're immediately impacted because we're all firearms owners. We know that if there's changes to fisheries quotas and so on, that right away we're going to get calls from our coastal communities when it comes to the impact on sport fishing quotas and so on. So we deal with this, like I said, in a more partisan nature. I know sometimes that's not always appealing, but sometimes it's a necessary part of our democracy in order to deal with these things. And because, like I said, we're part of the community, and because we're so actively engaged with the stakeholders right across the country, that we stay up to date on a number of these issues. And in fact, we've done a number of great things to bring to advance the agenda, to bring items forward when we were the government, such as the Recreational Fisheries Conservation Partnership Program, where we spent over $50 million. We took money, basically, it was constantly being spent on fisheries and oceans, on coastal waters, and we repatriated some of that money to fisheries enhancement on our freshwaters, improving fisheries, whether it's aeration, cleaning up lakes and rivers. We got rid of the long gun registry. We created the Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel for the Prime Minister. We've even designated a National Hunting, Trapping, and Fishing Heritage Day. That's just the third Saturday in every September. So we've done a number of things to advance the issue. We shouldn't be defending hunting and fishing. We should be promoting it. It's a great economic boon to our economy, and it's just a great recreational pastime. There's nothing I love more as a father than taking my kids out and going hunting and fishing.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't agree with you more in terms of talking about being united as, standing as anglers and hunters. This is an important thing, and even though your one voice may seem din and not loud, if you're a member of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and not here to toot our horn or anything, but I mean, as well as I do, we have a large number of people in our organization, and that voice becomes a lot more stronger. So that's near and dear to all of us. So you already mentioned some accomplishments and milestones. How about future concerns, things coming down the pipes? Anything you see coming that we should be aware of?
Well, we've heard musings. We've already had a Liberal senator that's since had her mandatory retirement, who put forward a bill 223 in the Senate that would have actually been far more draconian than anything that was ever brought forward before by Alan Rock and the previous Liberal government when it dealt with the gun registry. But we know that that sentiment is alive and well. Of course, there's a Liberal MP from downtown Toronto who wants to bring an animal rights bill forward that would basically make killing any animal in any way something that would be subject to criminal liability. So it threatens the very nature of everything that we're doing, whether it's hunting, fishing, farming, even medical research on animals. These are the kinds of things that we have to be ever vigilant about, and making sure that we don't let these agendas come in and basically ruin our way of life. And that's what we stand here ready to do with the Conservative Hunting and Angling Caucus. But at the same time, reminding people that, you know, there's over 8 million people that go fishing every year in Canada. That's more people that play golf and hockey combined. And you add into that the number of people that go hunting and participate in trapping. I mean, these are fantastic heritage activities that, you know, basically our country was founded on the fur trade and the trapping industry. And like I say, we have the biggest playground in the world in our biggest backyard. And the wildlife and the fish and the birds, everything belong to all Canadians. We have each and every one of us, no matter where we are in our social standing, whether we're, you know, we have lots of money to spend on this activity or whether we just have enough money to get a couple of fishing rods and go throw a couple casts in from the shoreline, everybody in Canada has an opportunity to participate in these activities.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree with you more in terms of Canada's most valuable asset. And we certainly are the envy of the world when it comes to that type of thing. So when we start talking about these caucus meetings, and specifically about the hunting and fishing or hunting and angling caucus, so we have some issues, and I want to just make sure our listeners understand that there's people looking out for your rights out there. There's, you know, don't feel alone and don't feel like, you know, oh, everything's going away and they're taking it, because there are concerned people like yourself that are involved in this. So you get these issues and you obviously have, I don't know, how often are your meetings? And let's say, how often are your meetings? And then once you decide on something, how do you take action? How does that go forward?
Well, that's a really good question. So myself and my vice chairs, Bob Sopuck, who's an MP from Manitoba, and Karen Vecchio, who's an MP from Ontario, and a number of others, we meet on a fairly regular basis as needs require. And right now we're looking at a number of issues, whether it's the issue with aeration in Alberta and some of the legal issues and ramifications around leaving an open hole, which is a criminal code liability that resulted in, for example, in Alberta, the Alberta Conservation Association left a bunch of their aerated lakes or took their aeration lakes off offline and resulted in the collapse of a number of fisheries. So we're constantly under threat, or some of these lakes or some of the habitat, or whether it's you know, rules, regulations surrounding firearms, we have to constantly be vigilant on these things. So depending on what the issues of the day happen to be, and right now we're dealing with some quota issues on the West Coast and some allocation issues, we bring these things up, we have a discussion, we have excellent staff in our offices who all care passionately about hunting and fishing and trapping as well, and we get to work on it. And like I say, sometimes we have to take a collaborative approach if that's going to be the best way to do it. And if collaboration doesn't seem to work, then we'll take the we'll go on the adversarial approach, and we'll challenge the government to do what's right.
So for you listeners who are concerned about something that's maybe happening locally, nationally, or otherwise, when it comes to hunting and angling, keep in mind that we do have this hunting and angling caucus. We do have a member of parliament such as Blaine Cawkins here, who are really concerned about what's going on. So you can chime in on this stuff with your member of parliament. You can also call the Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and we're certainly always here to listen to you and to help with your concerns. Anything further to add?
No, I just really appreciate this. I know some people think that that politicians and governments don't listen, but we actually do, and we're not mind readers. So if there are issues that are out there, whether you it's provincial or federal, if it's something that we can deal with at the federal level, we'll deal with it. If it's something provincially, we have contacts across the country at the provincial level, and we'll be more than happy to pass those issues on to our provincial colleagues and work collaboratively with them on bringing about the right decisions on behalf of people who like to go hunting, people who like to go fishing, trapping, sport shooting, you name it. We're here to do that work. We love it. We're passionate about it. And like I say, we should be loud and proud about these kinds of things. We shouldn't be on the defensive. We should be promoting this. It's just an absolutely fantastic opportunity and a great way of life.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Mr. Cawkins, and all the best in all of your endeavors.
My pleasure, and I appreciate the interest.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrbo.com.